Welcome to the InSync Insurance Podcast. I'm your host, Dawn Cross, and today we'll be discussing starting a business with returning guest Ben O'Brien and Ashley Davies, who are the co-founders of Faces Consent. If you enjoy our podcast, make sure to leave a rating on your favourite podcast directory. Brent, so if I start off, Ben, could you introduce yourself to us and you know, what you get up to at Faces?
Okay, so, well, Ben, I'm co-founder of Faces Consent. My general day-to-day role is partnerships, search engine optimization, and helping work alongside with Ashley on the brand development.
That's brilliant. And Ashley, could you do the same for us?
No problem. I'm Ash. I'm the other half of the co-founding Faces Consent, and I suppose we kind of do a bit of everything really, Ben and I do, but we just focus, probably myself, on more the product and the operation of the team and the service that's provided within Faces Consent as an app.
That's brilliant. So what's like your background that kind of led you into creating this company? Do you have a lot of experience?
Well, our background varies, actually. Our recent background is in aesthetics. So before Ashley and I set up Faces, we ran clinics, so aesthetic clinics for Botox and dermal fillers. So we've ran about 9 clinics across the UK now that still operate today. And from there, we launched Faces off the back of that because everybody at the time, and it was about 5 years ago, me and Ashley started doing the clinics. And from there, we realised that a lot of people are still using paper consent forms. So from the back of paper, we thought that we'd better make this digital and create some kind of app, because Ash, as you know, you was quite untidy when we worked with. That's how it came.
It was quite messy. So my background was in, initially I did biomedical sciences at university, and that, at the time, seemed quite well suited to do aesthetics when Ben and I started working together. But as the industry developed, they didn't really quite class that as a medic. So there's this like non-medic and medic war, and trying to understand. So part of what we were doing as well was understanding the audience for the aesthetic industry as well. But as I was doing aesthetics, it was quite messy, not the tidiest, and to try and understand how many pictures you needed to take before and after, taking pictures of products, having paper, sticking your before and after photos onto the image. You know, it wouldn't always, you'd have like your finger blur in one, or, you know, you'd spill coffee on it. So the next time, so when Ben was like working with me, he was just like basically saying I was a messy sod, really. And that we had to kind of streamline this, which is when Ben initiated conversations with developers, and I think actually you spoke to other tech companies first, didn't you, Ben? Somewhere in the industry.
Yeah. So what I quickly realised was there was a couple of other providers offering a similar service, but because we were brand new in the industry, they all wanted like £100 a month to pay for their software. So I rang one provider and said, I haven't got £100 a month to pay you for this software. I've only got a few clients. Can I give you £50? And he says, no, I want the £100. And I thought, because it's tech, you can easily just change the numbers, can't you? He could easily charge me £50 a month, and we'll just sign up with him. But he said, no. And I says, don't worry about it, I'll create my own. So then me and Ashley created our own, which was then Faces. So if he would have allowed us to pay him £50 a month, Faces wouldn't have been anywhere. We wouldn't have even started it. Mm. So it was the pain that we had in our own clinics allowed us to then go and create our own products. But then it's grown from consent. We started off with just one consent form. I think it was Philo, Dermal Filler, and Botox. Just those 3 consent forms. That was the only thing we had. And we knew giving it away for free was the main goal to allow it to grow and get that traction. But from there, it's gone quite well over the last 3 years.
That's absolutely amazing. It's great to hear that essentially you found a need and literally just filled it. And now you're riding the success of that as well.
Well, we call it, it's not just a piece of software that is consent form. We class it as an ecosystem. So anything you want to use, anything, however you want to run your business in the aesthetics industry, you can do through Faces. So there's dozens of features, isn't there, Ash, that you can do.
When we're having the conversation together, I always, like, Ben gives me like a WhatsApp message at 11 o'clock at night or midnight and goes, have you seen this competitor? And I'm always petrified. And then like, they can't be a competitor. There's not anyone who has created the full ecosystem. I think because aesthetics in the UK market 5 years ago when we started was relatively new. The past 2-3 years since basically COVID, after COVID, has become a lot more popular, and we have probably built the only platform that is completely dedicated and tailored to an aesthetic practitioner, ranging from the shops, bins, the insurance that we do obviously in partnership with you guys, the pharmacies, connecting to prescribers. Most people are either just a booking platform or they're a consent app, but actually to or they're a pharmacy, but to bring it all together, it is the monster that we've built over the past 3 years, really.
It must be really beneficial for, you know, if I was a practitioner, just to have everything essentially in one place as well and not have to worry about, okay, I need a subscription to this for that, and then, you know, I need to go to this pharmacy and all the rest of it, when actually you can just all in one pop, and then that's one less thing to worry about whilst you're worrying about a ton of other things, especially if you run your own business.
Yeah, and I suppose the good thing about Faces, I was looking through some of our user data the other day, and our users don't just, they use it for many different things. So some of our users will just use it for the pharmacy, they'll just use it to look for a training academy, or they'll just use it for their consent forms. But obviously most of our users, they use it for all the features, but sometimes they just want to come for one or two features, and they use other platforms alongside Faces. So it has something for everybody in the beauty and the aesthetics industry.
That's awesome. So obviously we're here to talk about how you guys have started this business. I know you say as well you run some clinics, but could you tell me a bit more about the journey? You know, was it quite straightforward? Was there a lot of setbacks? Like, especially probably be good for anyone listening who is maybe going through their own business building journey, and obviously it's not always easy and linear, and might be quite nice to hear from your guys' perspective.
Ben's you've done your own bit of a aesthetic nursing yourself, haven't you, Ben? I think sometimes, because when we first started and the app was expensive to run, and initially before it gained traction, it was just used for ourselves, it was fine. But then when we realized that actually there's people need a software that does it all, we were funding this ourselves through the aesthetics that we were doing. Sometimes we were doing, I think we were like working every day. I think we did 26 or 27 locations. We traveled around the UK to different salons to do aesthetic clinics, from Newcastle upon Tyne all the way down to Kent, as far west as Cardiff. And I actually got like an abscess because of like all the driving around, and Ben was doing my packing. So you have to pack the wound. So he had to, midway, we were having to do like a pit stop, like emergency first aid for Ben to pack. So you could call that a setback. Not the highlight of my career or Ben's career, really, but an experience, wasn't it, Ben?
Yeah, I wasn't the only one to do that. We had single.
So we had a weeping wound that was doing. So we made ourselves quite ill, really, to try and make this software work for people and for ourselves, really. And we are very passionate about it, but it's not as straightforward, is it, as it might look nowadays?
Yeah, so it started off very small. We kept it very lean at the beginning. And I think why this worked so well is, one reason was it was free to use, and two is because we used it ourselves. So we created a business that we understood and we used the product. We used our own business. And Ashley's cousin has got a successful business as well in marketing, and he uses his own product as well. So when we launched Faces, we didn't even care if anyone else used it or not. We needed it. And then when we created a client, we saw all the pains and pitfalls of the issues we were having in our own aesthetics business. We thought, oh, we better add that to Faces. And then we just showed other practitioners and they went, oh, can we use it too? Yeah, that's fine. So we opened it for free and then they kind of spread word of mouth then. We spent no money on marketing and it hasn't been needed to. Our bulk of our traction has been great customer service. Everyone's got my personal number. We have 68,000 users on our website. So every single one of them has my personal number. I plaster my personal number all over Facebook for people to have, if they've got a message they need to contact me with. Well, our competitors don't do that. You might send them an email and you'll hear back in a couple of weeks. Send us a WhatsApp, me or Ashley, and we'll hear straight back off us straight away. And because we have that customer service so well mailed, then we believe that that's why people use us, and because we've got great people at the same time. But in the initial time, it costs a lot of money to run. So at the moment, it costs nearly 100 grand a month to run Faces. Lucky, we're bringing in just as much. So we raised some major investment, we raised a second round of money. So we've raised money along the way to help it grow, but we have 17 developers, we have 13 customer service staff. So it's kind of a monster that's always growing. But in terms of if you're trying to start a business, it's best to start a business in an industry you know. Me and Ashley started at aesthetics. We didn't know anything about Botox.
How much do we know about that, Ben?
All I knew is my mom had Botox. But we kind of learned that at the beginning. Because we ran an alcohol business before that, and what we did was we just took the concept of that business and moved it into aesthetics, and we kind of replicated the structure of our alcohol drinks business into the aesthetics business, and that's why that kind of worked. And then from there we learned about Faces, but we didn't really have much knowledge about that at the beginning. But that was only kind of tech stuff. But once
it probably helped, didn't it, Ben? Really, that we were so blissfully unaware about aesthetics and what was required, because I think with there being no training necessarily to guide people, there is more now, but 5 years ago there wasn't. We were a bit very new to the industry, so as we were building our business, we were learning and taking in and realizing how much more you needed. Whereas what you tend to find, or what we did find at the time with a lot of competitors, is they haven't got a background in aesthetics, or they are, say, somebody who's been doing aesthetics a while and they don't have any tech knowledge. So they're trying to translate medical jargon and aesthetics industry terminology and trying to give that to a developer who understands code like the Matrix is very difficult. Or you find a tech guru who has not a clue about the aesthetics world, doesn't understand what dermafiller is, try to explain to them what lidocaine is or a prescription, it's over the top. Whereas what we were fortunate to have, because of the backgrounds that Ben and I both had with our previous businesses and certain members of the team who worked with us, we were actually able to understand how a business needed to operate, but then also understand how we can create that and put as many simple steps in place from a technical point of view so that you could marry the two up without it actually becoming this big spaghetti mess. However, actually, I suppose if you did look at Faces now, you would call it a monster and it needs stripping back. But we were quite good at doing that throughout, really, the process of building Faces to now.
No, that's brilliant. And I love how, obviously, you basically have drawn on your own experiences and pain points and all the rest of it to then know that you basically just knew what they kind of needed instead of someone guessing, okay, so we'll just do this maybe and it would kind of be beneficial, whereas you're like right on the money.
Yeah, we took on a lot of user feedback, so we would ask our users all the time, which feature would you like to see next? And then every time they'd give us a feature, we just build it. And then it kind of worked from there. But I think what really worked was just being consistent every day, turning up. I think that's what you need to win in business. I think it's a case of just doing it every day. We work about 12 hours every day, 6 days a week on this product. So, and that's what's needed. Just keep going and going and going and going until a bit of luck happens at the same time.
No, that sounds amazing. So I guess my last question for today would be, you know, what kind of advice would you have for anyone looking to start up an app or start a business to, you know, get going or achieve their dreams?
Well, for me, it would be get involved in something that you know and you understand. Speak to as many people as possible. Don't shy away or hide your idea thinking someone's going to steal it. The reality is they're not going to steal it. They haven't got time. So just tell everyone, get your ideas, try and get an MVP or get something very simple started. Even if it's just a basic web page, share your idea, get people using it, you'll get some feedback, then build from there. Then if you need to, try and raise some money and to help grow your product, because it does get expensive. Then my last point will be just be consistent, work on it every single day. There are going to be setbacks, but you've got to keep going. Ash?
Yeah, I think definitely keep it simple. I think when we first started, Ben mentioned only the other day, where we are with the app now and our next feature that's going to go live was one of the first conversations we ever had 3 years ago. So actually, you know, trying to think too far ahead is great for vision, but actually making progress, keep it very simple and break it down into the steps. And my other bit is don't easily get pushed over and don't easily let a barrier or a blocker mean that it's game over. So many times you come up against, oh, you can't do this, or this didn't quite work. And it's very easy to just go, oh, let's not do that then. There is always a way or a way around or a way over the top, or keep finding that and keep working with people to problem solve and try and make it easier for people. Don't try and make it more complicated. Running a business is complicated. I think you mentioned before, Dawn, like you've got all these things going on. So don't try and answer everybody's questions. Like, keep it simple and just do one at a time. And if you do come across the hurdle, make sure you do find a way to solve that problem.
That's brilliant. You mentioned as well, obviously there's a next feature coming out. Are you allowed to tell me what it is?
Well, of course, yeah. So we're going to be launching a booking diary. So Faces is going to be a full-blown marketplace. Mm. So if you think, you know, booking.com for hotels, think of that for the aesthetics and the beauty industry. So you'll be able to upload your clinic, upload your personal profile, your aesthetics profile, and then we'll send you new clients to book in with you. So you'll be able to search for clinic in your local area. That's what's going to be massive for us, we believe. And we're going to take it, then we'll take it worldwide.
Wow, that's amazing.
We're really excited about that, because where we think a lot of people go wrong is they try and build a booking system with no clients. Mm-hmm. And then they promise people to pay a monthly subscription and we'll get you clients. It's not possible. Faces, we've done it the other way, where we're saying, imagine now if you went on booking.com and you only saw three hotels, you'd be a bit miffed. You'd be like, oh, that's not worth it. Mm. Imagine logging onto the booking.com of Faces and you can see 68,000 practitioners across the UK, which is what we have, who you can pick from. This is the best opportunity we have, especially in a saturated market, to offer our customers now, who are our users, the ability to give them free clients and build where we can get clients to them, which basically is kind of like a way we can support them for supporting us.
Oh, that sounds absolutely brilliant. So yeah, thank you so much for coming on today to discuss a bit more. We were saying as well, so it's been about a year since we last spoke about Faces, and it's already just grown and grown, and it's so amazing to see how much difference a year has made as well.
You have to catch up
again. You had, Ben, do you remember how many users we had this time last year, what it was?
No, I was gonna say, I'd have to listen back and it was probably about 15,000, I think.
I can't remember a number off the top of my head, to be honest.
Yeah, we'll have to catch up again next year, won't we?
Yeah, no, we'll have to see how it goes there. Yeah, just like a yearly check-in.
Depends where I'll be. I might be on a beach the next time.
That's true.
Either a beach or maybe. That'd be nice.
Brilliant. Thank you so much.
Cheers. Okay.
Okay, we'll keep us updated then.
Thank you to my guests today, Ben O'Brien and Ashley Davies, for talking about starting your own business and their journey whilst building Faces Consent. If you're starting a business or reviewing a cover, get in touch to discuss your insurance needs today by emailing hello@insyncinsurance.co.uk. I have been your host, Dawn Cross, and tune in soon for another episode. InSync is one of the UK's fastest growing insurance providers, offering comprehensive cover for SMEs and the self-employed across the UK. Our expert team can tailor your insurance to meet your individual business needs and compare prices from our Lloyd's of London approved partners. We offer a 5-star service and have been FIFO Platinum Trusted Winners 4 years in a row.